I keep seeing articles about, is America a racist nation? Yes, it is. No, it's not. Was our founding racist? Was our founding not racist? And it shouldn't surprise me, I guess, but it does. You guys got to get over that term. You got to get over the term racist and racism. You've got to get over that. Christians come to the table having lost. What is racism? What is it? What exactly is it? And where is that in the Bible? Racist is a pejorative. It's a term used to destroy political opponents. If you don't understand that, you will never free yourself. It's a pejorative term used to destroy and slander. That's all it is. People don't define it because once you define it, you can deal with it. And that's why it's never defined. If you want examples, the best example that I can give you is why it is illogical and why it doesn't make sense. You can have, people say it's racist to use the N-word. And it's just a horrible thing. It's racist to use the N-word. Well, you know as well as I do that the blacks use the N-word all the time. It's part of their popular culture. But that's an example of that. BLM can go out there and they can do whatever they want to do. And if you criticize them, well, you're the R word. You're racist. If you didn't like Obama, well, it's because you're a racist. If you were white, they could call you a racist. But if a black didn't like Obama, they couldn't call him a racist. So it's a term that it comes out of the Jewish tradition of creating laws and traditions and precepts that have nothing to do with the Bible. This is where Jesus Christ went head to head with the Pharisees and the scribes, the Jewish leaders of the Jewish religion. Christianity did not flow out of the Jewish religion. Okay? You guys need to understand that. The Jewish religion abandoned the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They abandoned the God of Moses. They left the law, they left the prophets, and they made their own traditions, the traditions of the elders, the precepts of men. And this is why the very first thing John the Baptist said to them is, how shall you escape the damnation, the sentence of hell? This is why Jesus Christ said the same thing to them. You travel about the world trying to make disciples, and you make them twice the sons of hell that you are. Whoa, 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 are you? So Christianity did not grow out of Judaism. Judaism was an abandonment of the law and the prophets, and they substituted their own traditions. And this is why when Jesus talked about hell, he usually talked about it in the context of the Jewish leaders. And they made up their own rules. And this is what the term racist is. It's a precept of man. It's a tradition of the elder. Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive. All these magic words. Xenophobic. All these magic, they're magic words. They're used to defame and to destroy, not to describe. And so when you enter into a conversation trying to argue whether or not XYZ is racist or not, you've already lost because you're arguing from the precepts that aren't legitimate. They're not legitimate. Where in the Bible can you say thou shalt not be a sexist? Where in the Bible does it say you can't be Islamophobic or you can't be transphobic or queerphobic or homophobic? What does racist mean? Only thing I owe to my fellow man is I don't sleep with his wife. I don't steal his stuff. I don't murder him. And I don't covet his stuff. That's it. That's all I owe to him. I do not owe him a feeling. I do not owe him equality. God does not owe me equality. First man, first being that wanted equality was Satan himself. Equality is not something to be sought after or striven for. Jesus Christ didn't. Why are you? Why are you? Why are you demanding equality? Why do you go into an argument and lose before you even start? Because you're arguing from the precepts of men and the traditions of the elders. That's why you lose. And it happens time and time again. This is where they want you. They're happy to have a conversation about whether or not the United States is racist. That just furthers the point. What you need to do is go back and say, I reject the term. I completely reject the term. Show me what you're talking about from my scriptures, from the body of literature that I exalt as where I should take my ideas. They've got their body of literature. It's called Marxism. It's Marx and Engels and Lenin. All the feminist Marxist authors. I've read them. I've got a PhD in that stuff. I know all about it. But that's not even what I wanted to talk to you about today. What I wanted to talk to you about today is the parallel religious systems. One's much bigger than the other. And it's, you can call one of them either atheism or atheism and Marxism. Atheism grew out of the French Revolution. And then Marxism is a subset of atheism. So in Christianity, we have our scriptures. It's the Bible. In atheism, they have the scriptures. It's the academic journals. In Christianity, we quote scripture. In atheism, they refer to their footnotes. In Christianity, we have our priests and our prophets, hopefully. In atheism, they have the university professors. They serve the same role. They serve the same prophetic role. In Christianity, we prophesy and proclaim. The professors profess and proclaim. They profess. What do they profess? They profess what they believe. They profess what they believe to be true. They profess what they say is the truth. That's what a Christian preacher does too. In Christianity, we have our black robes in our church services. In atheism, they have their black robes in their university graduations. All the pomp and circumstance came right out of the church. Christianity, we have the law of God. The atheists have the traditions of men. This is where I'm going with this. Christianity, we have the word of God. The atheists have the precepts of the elders. They make this stuff up. They wrote their own scriptures. They wrote their own rules and ideas. They invented their own moralities. It has nothing to do with the word of God. So when you say racist, sexist, transphobic, queerphobic, Islamophobic, homophobic, and intolerant and divisive, precepts and traditions of men. And Jesus Christ hated the Jewish leaders for pushing that on the people. Hated them. Why do you fall into that? Why do you accept that? Christianity has our Bible teachers. The atheists have their public school teachers. They're teaching a religious worldview out there. Christianity has its evangelists. The atheists and the Marxists have mass media and entertainment. Serves the function of evangelism. Preachers are called in the Christian church. The atheist professors, they have tenure. You can't get rid of them. The church is supposed to be supported by tithes, which is a tax. And the professors are supported by a tax directly to teach their religious system. Christians speak the truth. Professors claim to speak the truth. If you criticize Christianity, it's heresy. If you criticize what the universities say, it's heresy. It's a religious system. In a seminary, you get a degree, it leads to your ordination. In Christianity, you go to the seminary, it leads to ordination. In the atheist system, you get a university degree, and that's your secular ordination. Religion is non-optional. It's which God will you serve? Will you serve Jesus Christ, or will you serve the 666, the number of man? I think someday we're going to wake up and we're going to say, man, the end times have come and gone. It's been here for hundreds of years. You had the great falling away. You had Christendom, all of Europe, falling away from Jesus Christ as they adopted the atheism. And you've got a religious system. We go to the universities. Those are the religious systems. The university professors are the priests and prophets of this system. And they're teaching you the precepts of men and the traditions of the elders. It's big. That's a lot to wrap your head around on a day after Independence Day 2020. Fritz Bergeron, bloodandfaith.com. You guys have a good weekend. Quick Quick afternote on this. I forgot the biggest sin of all. Anti-Semitism. Ever heard of that before? He's an anti-Semite. What does the word even mean? It comes from the name Shem, who was a son of Noah. Shem, Sem, Semite. By far. They are a very, very minor subset of the Semites. Second of all, but it only applies to the Jews, whoever the Jews are. It only applies to them. Imagine if you had a sin, your own sin that you could apply to anybody on the planet, and it only applied to everybody else on the planet, but never to yourself or your people. Imagine you had a word that said, if you ever criticize my bloodline and my ancestors and my cousins, and it's the unforgivable sin. It's the unforgivable sin, and you will never be forgiven for it, and you're as bad as Adolf Hitler, and you probably ought to go to the gas chambers if you commit that unforgivable sin. This is the sin that the Jews invented. The Jews have invented, and nobody ever said the Jews were stupid. They're smart people. They've invented their own sin. And anybody that criticizes Israel, Jews, or even a Jewish person is immediately criticized for being an anti-Semite, which is the equivalent of being Adolf Hitler. How about that for a precept of men? How about that for a tradition of the elders? How come the Christians don't know this? How come the Christians have no idea what I'm talking about? Because you don't read your Bible. You don't spend your time in the Word. Because if you spend your time in the Word, your mind will be opened up and God will shine the light of knowledge and wisdom on you. But you're duped. You're duped by these religious leaders. You're duped by these professors who teach the precepts of men and the traditions of the elders. That's why. You're duped. And the only way that can free you is to go back to read the Law and the Prophets, to read the Hebrew Scriptures, to read the Greek Scriptures. But as long as you don't do that, they will keep feeding you their traditions of elders and the precepts of men, and they're going to vent these sins, which aren't sins at all. And that's why you're trapped.